Victor Alpha 7, November Romeo Charlie. This is Victor Alpha 7, Golf Charlie Alpha. Victor Alpha 7, November Romeo Charlie. It's Victor Alpha 7, Golf Charlie Alpha.
Aviate 7 GC, Aviate 7 NRC.
Good morning, Brendan, from, I guess the entrance to Cole Harbor by the public dock.
Yeah, nice. How's it on there?
Quite nice, not too busy yet. A second cruise ship just pulled up, right, they're docking right now. Boats are still going through the takeoff and landing area, forcing airplanes to do go-arounds, and there we go.
How pretty exciting. Yeah, my uncle was asking about the hollow ferry. I was talking about your experience.
Oh yeah, it's still runs, and I don't know, I'd do it again if I needed to get to Nanaimo.
What is it, like 65, 55, and 45?
For price? I don't know.
I think it's something like that, though, right? It's between the ferry, not as cheap as a ferry, not as expensive as a plane.
That's, yeah, that sounds about right.
My desk is falling apart here. The part that slides out is like coming off the tracks. I don't know what the hell. I don't know how to fix it. It's not, doesn't look like anything broke. It just looks like it doesn't fit together anymore.
Oh, well, there you go. Get out your hammer and some nails.
Anyway, so how far, how long does it take you to walk home from there?
From here, about 20 minutes or so, a little less than. I was all the way down at near Library Square, and, well, right by Library Square, and then walked this way just for something different, and now here I am, and I'm going to go make my way home.
Okay, good times. Yeah, sorry, I'm just mixing some cream into my coffee here. I got an extra large coffee from Tim Hortons this morning. And I finished it, but I still have donuts left, so I made more coffee. Also Tim Hortons. I usually don't add sugar to my coffee, but this is Tim Hortons coffee. So. Of course, you got to do double, extra cream, extra sugar. What else are you going to do?
There you go. So your coffee's nice and sweet.
If I only had a spoon long enough to reach the bottom. Anyways. Yeah, all right. So you're on the Anytone right now, I guess.
I am on the Anytone. And I'm going to just have a quick look to see if... So I hooked up that SDR on the Raspberry Pi. And I actually forgot to look to see if it was starting to work.
Yeah, okay, I can see if I can pull it up here.
And it is, I see, because I put my other Anytones out on the patio, so it picks up the GPS and sends a location, and I see it's, yes, it is now working. So whatever happened to the other SDR, I don't know, but it was awfully hot.
Oh, you're kidding, it actually was the SDR.
I guess so, apparently. Now, I could try putting the old one back in now that it's cooled off. Maybe it'll work.
Well, yeah, I'm looking. I see, oh, yeah, you walked down the Coal Harbor there. Looks like in a straight line. You went through all the city blocks and through buildings and everything. Well, good for you.
Does it show my location? No. I don't see it showing my location, does it? Let me see. I don't see it. Let me see.
Well, yeah, it says 5 minutes ago, it says you were down Davie Street and Nicola. CM La Lane or whatever. But there's a track. It goes all the way to Canada Place. It's right beside where you showed me that, where you sent me the picture from.
Yeah, I guess the trouble is both radios have the same identity. I need to fix that.
Yeah, roger. There's a GCA 10 and a GCA 8. So the 8 would be your mobile, and then the 10 would be your base. Anyways, those would be the two. But yeah, they look the same. That would be a problem.
6 would be the thing to do. There's a project when I get home. It just takes a couple of minutes.
Yeah, I think we doubled it, but yeah, no, all good. So that makes sense. Yeah, anyways, well, your radio works. I can hear you. You can hear me, so that's the important part, right?
Exactly. And so did you do any nets? Are you doing any nets today?
I checked in a couple nets, yeah, the Ohana net, and there's a 7 a.m. 80-meter group that I checked into, and then, Rainbow net, they just called me in the roll call, Mike and Janine, talking about camping or something, I don't know, but, health and welfare, Bob will be doing that, checking with him in a minute.
Well, there you go, keeping the neurons flowing in your radios.
The electrons, yeah, there you go. So, but yeah, you gotta get the signal there, Graham. Sounds like you're on the home base with a powerful radio.
Yeah, no, I'm just sitting here watching someone with an aluminum boat, largest aluminum boat maybe, and they towed a sailboat out of Cole Harbor, and now they've turned the sailboat around, and I don't know what they're doing with it. It looks like, yeah, I don't know, it's all very confusing, and maybe they're trying to get it to the gas barge.
Yeah, I've noticed a difference between people that know how to drive boats and know how to sail and people that actually own sailboats and motorboats. You can own a boat. Doesn't necessarily mean you know how to use it.
Yeah, correct. And so I don't know what they're doing. Maybe they ran out of gas, or maybe they're taking it somewhere to get fixed. And it looks like they're going to pull it right through the takeoff and landing zone.
Probably have just absolutely zero concept of that.
Node 5-1.
Send you a picture.
5-3-7.
Yeah, I see the new time there. Whoever that is, sometimes they never pass it to a relay, and I literally never hear net control. I hear people checking in, and the whole 3-hour net will go by, and never hear anyone. You guys need to figure it out, because it's ridiculous. Anyways, yeah, all right, this way it goes. VA7NRC monitoring on the frequency with VA7 Gulf Charlie Alpha.
VA7 Gulf Charlie Alpha is back here. I sent you a picture.
Yeah, well, that mass wouldn't be fun to crash into.
Yep, they're heading right for the takeoff and landing zone, and now that crew boat is going back through the takeoff and landing zone that forced a single otter to do a go-around about 20 minutes ago.
Well, I noticed that as well. I was going to ask what the deal was.
And Hulo is out here. I'm not sure what they're doing.
Sorry, who's out there?
Hulo is here. Maybe they're going to go get gas. I don't know. They're kind of just floating around.
There you go. Anyways, who knows?
Maybe it's not them. Maybe it's somebody else. But it sure looks like the Hulo boat.
Yeah, they're pretty distinctive.